the disciples left Galilee and went back to Jerusalem, where they were going to have many more convincing proofs of the resurrection and receive the Lord's final instructions. In Jerusalem, Jesus appeared to them many times, coming to them as their risen living Lord, so that there could be no doubt in their minds as to the reality of his resurrection. In his glorified body, Jesus was no longer hampered by the laws of time and space and the limitations of life on earth. He could appear and disappear at will, but he only showed himself to his disciples. None of his enemies ever saw him after his death. The disciples, in spite of their slowness to believe and their initial doubts, were able to see and touch him. Jesus talked and ate with them. He showed them the still visible marks of his passion, so as to convince them that his physical body had really been raised to a glorified life and would never again be subject to death. Aware that the apostles thought at first that they were seeing a ghost, he said to them, "Touch me and see, because a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." Over a period of 40 days, the interval lying between the resurrection and the ascension, Jesus taught his disciples, speaking to them about the things of the kingdom of God. He opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He explained all that had been written about him in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, and how Christ had to suffer and be raised from the dead the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. On one occasion, he ordered the disciples not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the gift the Father had promised, "which I have spoken to you about," he said, "for John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Towards the end of the 40 days, as they were talking together, the apostles asked Jesus, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" The Lord replied, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the ends of the earth." Then the time came for the Lord to pass out of human sight and return to his heavenly Father. Having suffered humiliation and the agony of the cross, Jesus was now to be highly exalted. All power would be his in heaven and on earth, as he reigned from the place of sovereign authority to which he was returning at the right hand of God. After giving his last instructions to the apostles, Jesus led them out to a place near Bethany on the Mount of Olives, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was giving them his blessing, he parted from them, and was taken up to his place of glory before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. As they were looking intently up into the sky while he rose into the air, two men dressed in white suddenly stood beside them. These heavenly messengers, whose clothes shone like light, were bringing an important message of hope and consolation for the disciples. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand there looking up into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Then the disciples worshipped their Lord, who had now returned to his place of glory, and they went back to Jerusalem filled with joy. And they stayed continually in the temple courts, praising God. The Lord's ascension put the final seal of divine acceptance upon his work of redemption, and was the logical outcome of his resurrection. It is also closely connected with his return. According to the angel's words, the Lord will return in the same way he went up to heaven, that is, he will come in person, visibly, on the clouds, in great glory. Next episode, the conclusion of the Gospels.